From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elisa Blyle. Governor-elect Eric Greitens' wife is safe but shaken after she was robbed in St. Louis on Monday night. Jason Rosenbaum reports.
Sheena Greitens was sitting in her car in the Central West End when she was robbed at gunpoint. The suspected robber took her cell phone and laptop and then ran off. Police eventually arrested three teenagers suspected of the crime. At a Tuesday morning press conference, Sheena Greitens said she was thankful for the quick work of law enforcement.
We are also aware that what happened to me and to our family last night happens to far too many people and far too many families across this city and this state, and that that cannot continue.
Eric Greitens says he wants to meet with the families of the people suspected in the robbery. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The University of Missouri chapter of the Delta Upsilon fraternity will be suspended until at least the fall of 2018. This is after repeated violations to fraternity and university policy as well as state law. Delta Upsilon International announced the suspension today, citing incidents at three parties this semester. This means all operations of the Columbia chapter have stopped indefinitely and members are suspended from activities. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the suspension is not related to an incident that occurred on September 27th at Delta Upsilon's Columbia House when members of the Legion of Black Collegians reported that people shouted racist and sexist slurs at them. The international group cited three infractions that occurred in late August and early September. Then, the chapter held two additional events that violated its temporary suspension. Columbia's downtown parking meters are getting an upgrade, according to an announcement today from the city's Public Works Department. KBIA's Carter Wadeel has the details.
A little more than 90% of the meters are set for some sort of upgrade, though about half of them are only getting their internal mechanisms reworked. The ones set for replacement will make way for new meters that serve two parking spots at a time. Shay Jasper is with the Columbia Public Works Department.
These new meters have increased security. They have better tracking, better auditing data. They're easier to see at night. They have an LED backlit display.
The new plan also marks the end of the Easy Park system in Columbia. Replacing it is the Como Park Card, which will be a prepayment option at all of the refurbished meters. Carter Wadeel, KBIA News.
As he prepares to leave Washington, Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack is warning the next administration about the impact of global markets on U.S. farmers. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports.
Democrat Tom Vilsack's quick to point out he's not privy to any information from the Republican president-elect. But he's worried about how Donald Trump will approach immigration and trade. Vilsack says bad decisions could spur retaliation from China and Mexico, two of our top three trading partners.
If you destroy markets and you don't have a workforce, it won't make any difference what the regulations are or aren't, and it certainly won't make any difference what the tax rules are, because there won't be anything purchased or sold. Markets will shrink.
And Vilsack adds, the sector hardest hit will likely be agriculture. U.S. farmers exported nearly $40 billion worth of agricultural goods to China and Mexico last year. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
The St. Louis Symphony is basking in a Grammy Award nomination announced today. Violinist Lila Josefowicz was nominated for Best Classical Instrumental Solo for her performance on composer John Adams' Scheherazade Point 2. Music director David Robertson conducted the winning recorded performance in February of last year. The orchestra has been nominated at least 57 times and has won 7 Grammys, most recently in 2015. I'm Elisa Blyle, KBIA News, Columbia.